This is Where You Go, I Go, written by Jinx, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars podfic rated for general audiences and featuring the relationship Cody-Obi-Wan Kenobi. It is tagged for Canon Divergence, Order 66 Didn't Happen, Quiet Love, The In-Between Moments, Quiet Devotion, Secret Relationship. It was hard to tell they were in a relationship at all sometimes, Cody noticed. And he didn't mind. He liked it that way. It made things easier. He didn't have to worry about his brothers catching on and giving him hell, or about the Natborns catching on and giving Obi-Wan hell. Besides, nothing big had really changed. They did their work, they ran the majority of the war, they fought their battles. General Kenobi went off on his solo missions, while Cody quietly disapproved. They drank caff and tea together into the early hours of the morning, while working on paperwork. They took their meals together in the general's room, or with the men, depending on their workload. They were attached at the hip, as all wartime counterparts were. The only things that had changed were tiny. General Kenobi became Obi-Wan in the small hours of the night. Their feet touched under the table while they worked on the endless paperwork that came with running a war. Sometimes, Cody would reach across the desk and dangle his fingers with Obi-Wan's. Sometimes, Obi-Wan would smile and brush a kiss along Cody's knuckles. Sometimes they would abandon the paperwork altogether, and Cody would coax Obi-Wan into his bunk. They would be terribly quiet, Obi-Wan biting into his fist as Cody took him apart slowly before putting him back together as only he could, before they curled sweaty bodies together into the too small bunk and whispered promises for a future they could only dream about. Those dreams were for the in-between moments, for zero dark 30, when the ship was silent and they were the only ones still awake aside from the third shift. It wasn't anything big. It wasn't anything loud. It was theirs. They carved it out in in-between moments, the pockets of quiet they cherished while in hyperspace on their way to their next engagement. And then the war ended. Obi-Wan sat down heavily on an outcropping of rock while Cody stood over him. At some point, Cody had lost his helmet, cracked from a lucky droid shot, and so he stood helmetless at Obi-Wan's side, with his hair and face caked with the fine orange dust from Utapu. The news from Coruscant was still trickling in. The Chancellor was a Sith. The Jedi Council had confronted him and brought justice to the bloated spider at the center of the web of lies that made their entire war. Anakin had been instrumental in bringing down the Sith who had been his friend and mentor. They had lost two Jedi Masters, and others were being rushed to Bacta tanks. "Sir?" Cody asked, uncertainly. It was always Sir in the field, never Obi-Wan. It was a line they couldn't quite cross, even now. Even with the end of the war upon them, the line stood between them in stark contrast. "Well," Obi-Wan said faintly, bringing a hand to his face and smoothing down his beard. That's... I suppose that's that. Cody hesitated before settling a hand on his shoulder.
The war is over,
he said, testing the words out on his tongue. He didn't know how to feel now that he had voiced the amount of forbidden words out loud. He cleared his throat.
Now, what?
Obi-Wan asked, almost absently, before he looked up at Cody. He had the oddest look on his face, as if he wasn't processing everything around him. Cody knew how he felt. It took Obi-Wan a minute before he answered Cody's question. Oh, I suppose we go about putting the galaxy back together. Cody shifted uneasily.
And us?
He asked. Us. Cody and Obi-Wan. Cody and his siblings. The clones and the Jedi. So much packed into such a small word. A wealth of meaning. Obi-Wan's face softened as his eyes sharpened with renewed focus, and he reached up to cover Cody's hand with his. The Jedi won't abandon your siblings, he said, and neither will I. Cody arched an eyebrow, and Obi-Wan flushed slightly, clearing his throat. If I thought for even a moment, Commander, that I could remove you from my side.
You couldn't.
Cody interrupted a tad too quickly. Exactly, Obi-Wan said fondly, and with a smile best saved for the dark of night. It did things to Cody's heart to see it in the light of day. I would have it no other way. Cody nodded slowly.
It will take time,
he said, testing the words, acknowledging the battles ahead of them.
The Senate.
Obi-Wan waved a hand idly in the air. Will hardly be a problem. Cody stared at him in disbelief.
Sir.
A wealth of meaning and reproach packed into one word. But then, Cody was a man of few words. He had learned early to conserve his words. Obi-Wan smiled at him, eyes twinkling. You didn't truly think I would leave you and your siblings without any transition or reparation plan, did you? Cody tipped his head back to look up at the clear blue sky of Utapu. This beautiful, clever, frustrating, ridiculous man. How had he snuck this past Cody? He closed his eyes for a moment and tightened his hand on Obi-Wan's shoulder in thanks. Obi-Wan gave his hand a reassuring pat. It will be easier now that Palpatine has been removed, he said. Easier if the other senators are removed from colluding with the Sith. But we'll see how things shake out in the upcoming weeks and months. Cody let out a shaky breath. His siblings would be taken care of. That, in and of itself, was a relief. He had spent the entire war looking out for so many of them that he didn't think himself capable of stopping now that the war was over.
Where you go, I go,
Cody said quietly. Obi-Wan pushed himself to his feet and turned around to face Cody. Cody blinked as Uviwan stepped close and twined his arm around Cody's neck. He was still processing the suddenness of Uviwan's moments when Uviwan pressed his chapped lips to his. A thrill ran down Cody's spine and the forbiddenness of it. He tasted of stale tea, of the vile energy pellets the Jedi used, of blood from his fight with Grievous, and of the silt that covered this awful planet. Cody still pulled him closer. "I want to wake up with you," Obi-Wan confessed against his lips, "and fall asleep with you."
"I could snore,"
Cody said with a smile.
"Or steal the covers. Or kick."
"I know for a fact that I am a violent sleeper," Obi-Wan admitted as he traced Cody's scar with reverent fingers. "I think we'll make it work."
"I want to make you tea in the mornings," Cody said, "and harass you into eating breakfast."
Obi-Wan wrinkled his nose in protest.
"I want to light your incense for you to meditate too."
Obi-Wan practically melted in his arms. "I want to help clean your armor," he said softly, "and help you repaint it. I want to be there for every moment of your life. Where you go, I go." Cody pressed a kiss to the corner of Obi-Wan's mouth.
"Together."
"Together." The end.
Thank you for listening. This has been recorded to celebrate my birthday, because I had the time and podficking makes me happy, so I decided to look up a fic that was Cody one, which I love, and had blanket permission, and I found this one by Jinx, who is amazing. So go ahead and give the actual fic some love. And thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.